Well, sure, I guess I've rode on about everything you got to ride on here in New York since I've been here. I've rode on horse cars, electric cars, them skylight elevated railroads, and that new subcellar, and I just about come to the conclusion that every street in New York had a different kind of a streetcar on it, but I found one over here t'other day, didn't have any streetcars of any kind. Near as I can remember, I think you call that Avenue 5. Well, I was standing over there watching people and things are going along, and all at once along come the doggondest looking contraption I ever laid my two eyes on. It was a sort of a cross between a bandwagon and a hay rack, and I said to a gentleman standing there, "Mister, what do you call that thing?" He said, "Well, sir, that is a Fifth Avenue bus." I says, "Can I ride on it?" He says, "You can if you got a nickel." Well, I got in and sat down, and I never laughed more in my life. There was a lady in the bus, and she had a little valise in her hand about foot square, and she opened the valise and took out a purse, shut the valise, opened the purse, took out a dime, shut the purse, opened the valise, put in the purse, shut the valise, and handed the dime to the feller sitting out front, and he handed her a nickel back, and then she opened the valise, took out the purse, shut the valise, opened the purse, put in the nickel, shut the purse, opened the valise, put in the purse, shut the valise, and "Stop the bus, please." Well, I didn't have any small change, so I hand the feller out a $5 bill, and just a minute he seen it, he said, "Whoa, stop the horses, come around the hind end of the bus." He said, "Who give me that $5 bill?" I said, "I did, and it was a good one, too." He said, "Well, now, you come out here. I want to see you." Well, I didn't know what he wanted, but I made up my mind if he indulged in any foolishness with me, I'd flop him in just about a minute. Well, I got out there, and he said, "Now, looky here. Did you give me that $5 bill?" I said, "Yes, sir. That's just what I did." Well, he says, "Now, which one of the horses do you want?" Gosh, I don't believe I'd have given him $5 for the whole doggone outfit.